Good morning, everyone. So I'm looking quite lovely this morning. I have got allergy eyes. The tree pollen is off the chain here. And as you can tell, I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep really good last night, unfortunately. I had crazy dreams. I went to bed freezing. I never could get warm last night. There's nothing wrong with me other than sometimes if I get cold, it is almost impossible to get warm. And then there's some nights where I go to bed so hot and it's like we have all the windows open and whatever. It's just that season of life where the thermostat is a little on the broke side up in here. So anyway, I want to talk about weighing in. And today is weigh-in day for everyone. Well, I will say this. You do not have to weigh in on Fridays if you do not want to. But I have always weighed in on Fridays when I was losing weight. And it worked for me because of a few things. And I want to talk about that today. When I was losing weight, one of the things that I knew was that the weekends were the time when I could see an opportunity for a lot of work for myself. So, for some reason, Monday through Friday, I think it was because Chris would go to work. Like, I didn't have a day job back then. I had Logan and stuff, but Monday through Friday was a lot easier for me to just kind of stay on my plan, do my thing, and all that kind of stuff. And what I've noticed was, and this was also a pattern when, before I even was losing weight this time, weekends were always just like, I had this story around weekends that, you know, that's when you relax, that's when you eat all you want, that, you know, you just, you know, you celebrate a good week and, you know, whatever it is. And so one of the things that I did for myself when I was losing weight is I wanted to weigh in on Fridays so that I could set myself up for a good weekend. It was a mindset shift for me. I used to weigh in on Fridays so that I would know whether I could eat on the weekend or not. And then usually what that turned into was I would weigh in and I would lose weight. And of course, then I would eat and then I would restrict and diet hard Monday through Friday. Or I would think I was going to set myself up for a good weekend and I would lose weight or I wouldn't lose weight. And then I would eat all weekend thinking, well, this isn't working. I'm just going to start over on Monday. So it just was this idea of it wasn't so much like the Friday thing for me was I realized that weekends were like a time that was an obstacle and that I was going to have to, if I was ever going to lose all of my weight and if I was ever going to become the kind of person who kept her weight off, there were things that were going to have to happen. Number one, I was going to need to figure out weekends. Number two, I was going to have to figure out how to use the scale in a new way because I noticed that my, the relationship with the scale was broken. And so one of the things that I want to really talk to you guys about, especially because we have so many newbies, is that weight loss is not going to be about how perfect you are with the hunger scale and how perfect you are with your plan. It's more about doing the hunger scale and doing the plan and letting the parts where you're not doing it, like quotes, right, identify what you actually need to work on. Like, what are the things that you're going to need to change? So for me, I knew that I was going to have to redefine weekends. I was going to have to figure out how to actually have fun on the weekends that didn't throw my week under the bus. I was going to have to start figuring out why on the weekends I needed food more than I did Monday through Friday. Was there a problem with how I set my food up Monday through Friday? Or was there a problem with my thinking on Saturday and Sunday? I was going to need to figure out how to get on the scale and see the number and apply the correct learning from it. So for a good example of this was I knew that I was going to have to be someone that would weigh in and not get overly excited or overly upset about the number. I was going to have to decide that that was going to, like, it was fine. Like, guys, I don't have a problem with you being like, yay, I lost weight. I'm not saying we have to get on the scale and be like, can't feel anything. It's not that. It's if you're excited about the number, I want the number is literally just a circumstance. If you're excited about the number, I want you to understand that it's thoughts that you have about the number. So if you get on the scale and let's say you lose a pound or you lose 2 pounds and you're excited, I want you to define what thoughts you want to have that are going to lead you to excitement. For me, it was really important that I quit using the number as an indicator of my self-worth. And I really understood that because if I gained weight or maintained, I tore myself down. So I knew that if I was gaining weight, maintaining weight, if I was tearing myself down, I was probably also like telling myself that the number made me a good person on the back end. None of that is like, when you think about it, is a good recipe for defining who you are. And if you're defining yourself by the number, you're going to live in a lot of angst because there's going to be times when you're in maintenance and the number won't move. And if you just train your brain to think that when the number's not moving, that like you're not doing enough or whatever, even when you're supposed to be maintaining, it will be a problem. So what I did was, what I want you guys to do is when I would be excited, I would immediately tell myself, like, we're excited because this week I stuck to my plan. I'm excited because this week, here are the things that I was doing. I tied my excitement and my pride and my like feelings of whatever to the things I was doing for myself. That is a big difference because if you learn how to do that, then when the number doesn't move or the number goes up, you can look at like, well, before I decide, like it only makes sense that if the reason why the number's going down is because of the things you do, then it would reason to your brain that when it doesn't move or it doesn't, or it goes up, that you can look back at the things you do. And in some cases, a lot of the cases, if you're really doing the things, you can give yourself the feeling of peace, patience, and calm when you're used to looking at the actions first, not your self-worth. This is a huge lesson. This is a huge thing and distinguisher for people who want to move through weight loss easier, effortlessly, keeping up momentum and motivation. So I want you to think about, like, if you weigh in and the scale doesn't move, rather than going like, fuck me, I thought I was doing so good and blah, blah, blah. It's like, can you not still think you did good? Go back and look at the things that you did for yourself this week. Redefine it. Like, I am showing up for me. I am making plans. Here are the things that I'm doing for myself. That is so different than all the ways that I was living. You're going to have to be the adult in the room in charge of your brain on that. Your brain will want to go back to like, I thought I was doing so good. I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not doing as good as I thought. I must be wrong about me. You cannot afford to live there. So a couple of hacks, like especially if the scale goes up and you are doing the things, guys, there's just going to be times that happens. This is why it's so important to train your brain. This is why it's so important to decide how you're going to think about stuff and decide how you're going to feel about things. Now, maybe you did eat like an asshole this week, but you allow yourself to be honest in those moments. If the scale goes up and you're like, and it's like the scale went up this month, but today, here's how I know what happened. Like on these days, I was overeating. I just need to figure out what was going on there so that this week I can work on that. Guess what happens? You start switching into like awareness, maybe a little disappointment. Like, you know, I do wish I had of like not overate, but I'm learning my lesson right now. But you're putting a lot of the emphasis on the actions. The actions is what you change if you want to lose weight. But if you put the emphasis on, see, I knew it was never going to happen for me. This is terrible, blah, blah, blah. And you don't have another conversation along the side of it. Like, I get it. Sometimes I talk to myself like a douche when I get on the scale, but I also am learning how to like pull this apart. What happened this week? What's in my control? And that kind of thing. That's where you start really learning how to redefine the relationship with yourself and the relationship with the scale. And this is going to be everything for you in weight loss. So I wanted to talk about it this morning because it's one of those things that is a game changer for people, and we're never taught the skill. So I want you guys to understand, whatever conversation you've been having around the scale, you will have probably for the next year. Just to understand that. I just want you to have a back-end conversation going along for the ride. I want you to get to where you notice yourself saying things to yourself that aren't helpful, that aren't useful, that aren't going to help you look at your behaviors, that aren't going to help you take pride and all that kind of stuff. They're going to set you up to want to eat, to like look for the reward thinking, look for the conversations that you have. None of them will change probably for a year. I need you to be in the space of being okay with, like, I need to know the conversations first, because until I know the conversations, I don't even know what to be changing. So I need to be like listening really good to this. And I need to write down that conversation that I have so that I have it on paper, so that I know that I tend to get on the scale and say things like, ooh, we can have a little treat this weekend, or ooh, tonight we'll have a drink and then tomorrow we will. Like, you need to know the conversations you're having. Knowing the conversation, for some of you, you may keep acting the same way for a few weeks. But if you keep listening and challenging yourself to be like really aware and be like, is this a useful conversation that I'm having? Is this going to help me? Without browbeating yourself, what ends up happening is your brain will start saying, so what is going to be the useful conversation? Then you move into the stage. It's like, so first stage is just really getting aware of that talk that you have and understanding that talk. Then what you need to do is say, like, okay, so if this is the conversation that I'm going to have, what is the other 50%? So half the time, half of my mind work will be just knowing this. And then I'm going to tell myself these things. So I'm going to do a redirect in my head too. And here's the other stuff that we need to know. You do that on purpose. You do that very deliberately. And I promise you, if you do that for a few weeks, what happens is it becomes automatic. You get on the scale, the old conversations come in, you automatically know the stuff that you're going to think, and then it makes it so much easier to start acting in the new way. I want you to understand, this is a process to get through. I am never going to have, like, and everybody please quit wishing for this. Never count on me coming in and saying things to you to where you're just like, oh my gosh, it flipped the switch. You know, all that thinking that I've been wishing to go away, it just went poof. Never, ever wish for that. Never, ever want that. Never, ever expect that. If it ever happens, it will just be like finding gold at the end of the rainbow. It's fantasy land thinking. Here's how thinking changes. You earn your new thinking. Period. You want to like yourself. You want to respect yourself. You want to experience self-worth. You earn it. You earn it through deliberate work on changing the conversations you have with yourself over and over and over again. You earn it by not spending time bitching that you have to do it, wondering when it will end, expecting it to happen faster. None of that's going to happen. That is useless energy. So it's really, really important for you guys to understand a huge part of redefining the relationship you have with yourself, which is like weight loss. Weight loss is not about the meal plan. Weight loss is not about the calories. It's not even about the volume of carrots and broccoli that you eat. It's not even about the hunger scale. The hunger scale is a tool that we use to identify where are we still emotionally eating, so that we are highlighting all the places we need to go to work on changing how we think, on changing who we are. That's it. Same thing with the plan. It's not about how many perfect plans you do. It's about how many plans are you willing to do, not do them according to what you planned, so that you can figure out, what are the things about myself that I'm going to overcome? That's weight loss. Every single person that loses weight, no matter what it is because they start thinking different. They have to start figuring out all their stuff. And for a lot of you, a big component is I weigh in and how I show up for myself in my talk, self-talk after the weigh-in, how I show up for myself with the food that I eat that day and the following 2 days. Until that is worked on, looked at, pulled apart, rebuilt, practiced over and over again, that's a part of me that has to change in order to lose weight for the rest of my life. That is what you're signing up for in weight loss. That's it. If you don't learn that skill, you're probably going to need to weigh the majority of your life. How many of you think realistically think you're going to be giving that up? Like, you know what? I'm going to give up weighing because I just decided that I don't care how much I weigh anymore. I just, you know, whatever. Like, it's unrealistic. Most of us are probably going to have to go to doctors. We're probably going to end up like, I always tell myself, I'm still going to want to be thin at 85. I'm never going to have a day where I'm just going to suddenly quit caring about my body, about my health, and about how much I weigh. And it's not that how much I weigh in terms of because that means that I'm happy. It's how much I weigh because I know that when I'm weighing between 150 and like 160 pounds, when I'm in that range, I can run. I feel good. My blood work is great. Longevity is added to my bottom line. I love the clothes I get to wear. Like, it is a life that I love. And I use the scale as an indicator of I let that number highlight to me, like, go back and look at what's working for you. If I start noticing it trending up, go back and look where you may be eating because you're bored again. You may be eating because you're stressed again. You may be like some of these things. It's an indicator light of like, go back and check what's really going on with you, Corinne. You owe it to yourself to go back and check what's really going on with you. I don't use it as a way to like say like, oh, you're a good girl or oh, you're being a bad girl. It's like, no, I use it as a self-love tool. If it's going up slowly over a few, like, let's say like 6 weeks or so, I use it as a tool to go and check in with myself. Am I using food against myself again? Am I unwilling to, am I allowing like doo-doo self-talk come in that I need to eat over? Like, I use it as a tool. And that's what I want all of you to do. It's like, I just think it's important to think about when you're going through this journey, especially right now where we're all at home and stuff. The scale can be a wonderful tool to help you identify like what actions are working and what actions are not working in your life right now. And if you have actions that aren't working, why are you hanging on to them? What is it that it's doing for you? What eating patterns is it highlighting for you? What planning patterns it's hiding illuminating for you? And in that work, you end up feeling better because you're solving the real things you need to solve. Okay. So today, what's in my control? It's my calendar. Like, I'm very proud of myself. I've got a beautiful calendar here. I'm just sitting here looking at it right now. Today, I will be working on, so I have completely outlined the self-sabotage class for next month. It is what I call the blowout outline, which means it has every thought that I have about it. It has links to articles that I've read, like what books I've read, like everything that I like think is all in there. And it's now broken down into subject. And so the next part that I go through is I pull apart each subject. I break it down into like, what are the major sections? What needs to come out? What am I keeping? So I just kind of go through everything. I start looking for stories that I'm going to tell that like explain a concept. Like, so here's a concept to make it easier for you to understand. Here's how it worked for me, or here's what I remember in my life, or here's what I see you guys do. So that's what I'll be doing today. Be doing a lot of work on that. I have one call today, and then it's not super warm outside. I think it's not even 50 degrees. It's going to be like 48 degrees or something, but I do want to run today, but I don't want to run I don't want to run on the treadmill. I want to run outside today. So I'm going to change my clothes and I'm going to go out for a little run. And then I am going to do my call and then it'll be outline work the rest of the day. And by the end of today, what will happen with that outline is, and I want you to notice how I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it as this is a for sure thing. I don't talk about like, I'm going to try, I think I'll be able to, or anything like that. I've just, in my control, is making a decision what's going to happen. And that is something that I want you guys to like not only use with your weight loss, but I want you to use in your work and stuff. A lot of you who have time management issues or who procrastinate and stuff like that, it's like I talk about things as if they're a done deal. Like a done deal. So by the end of today, that's what will happen. That outline will be ready for me to start moving to phase two, which is developing the slides and the worksheets for you guys and getting it in the order of how I'm going to video it and all that kind of stuff. And then, so y'all know my exercise today is going to be a run. I was going to actually lift again today, but I think I'm going to lift in the morning. The only lift I have left this week is a chest day, and chest days are super fast, but, my shoulder, like I don't do a lot of chest work. So I'm probably going to just do it quickly in the morning just because this shoulder here, I like to lift shoulders, but if I do chest work and shoulder work and I'm not really careful, it gets kind of like I get tendonitis in it easy. So I will make sure I'm trying to just space the days out. So I'm going to probably do a lighter chest work tomorrow. I'll probably use more bands and do some kneeling push-ups and stuff. And not do heavy weights. I did heavier weights last week, but I'm really trying to make sure that I'm trying to be real mindful of this shoulder. I have in the past, when I get ready to lift, I go haul, like whole hog and all kinds of stuff. And I don't necessarily always think about my future self. So my future self is like, we don't want a sore shoulder. Can we just like, let's be smart about this. Spoony! Do you want to say hello? Hello to the kids. We always call y'all the kids. Like we're always talking about the kids. And then the connection, I've already done that. I talked to Jane this morning. And I may be on a Zoom call tonight with some friends. The mentors are having a Zoom happy hour at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm going to try to drop in on them, but we had also talked about date night being tonight. So we may do at home date night, which consists of Scrabble. We might order Mexican. The other alternatives are we just don't do, and we drink wine or beer. The other alternative is we don't do any of that, and we just watch 24 because we're so into 24 right now. Like, we're addicted. So I thought it was going to take us a long time to get through all the seasons, and I'm about half ashamed of how fast we're going through it. Like every night at 7 o'clock, it's like, turn it off. And then we're just like watching. And I'm like, I think we can stay up till 10:30. What do you think? Do you think we can handle ourselves? Because we're normally in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock. So we've definitely been doing a little bit too much of that. So connection, a clean body, clean mind. I have a call to listen to. I belong to Self-Coaching Scholars, and Brooke is like doing calls around the clock right now. So I will be listening to one of her calls. And so I'm going to do that. And that's all I got. So y'all have a good one. It's 24 on Netflix. Where are we getting 24 from? iTunes. We're ordering it off of iTunes. So we just buy the season. So we're buying the season each time. So, and I don't know if any of you had questions. Let me see. I don't think anybody had a hashtag ask. So I'm not going to scroll through all of it. All right. You guys have a good one, and I will. So don't forget, tomorrow is Relationships Weekend. We start at 10 a.m. Central Time. You should have your workbook. It was emailed to you yesterday. If you have not checked your email, or you're like, I checked my email, it's not in there, wonder what's going on here, you need to run a search on your email box for PNP or support at PNPtribe.com. That is the email that it comes from. Do a search. Look to see where it's landing. It's probably because it's landing in your spam, junk, or trash. This happens a lot with our emails. So, guys, you need to make sure the fifth basic already happened. It happened yesterday. It happened yesterday while Logan was in school. The second he got, second class started, 9 o'clock in the morning, the fifth basic went down. So anyway, I forgot what I was even saying. Oh, make sure that you look for those emails, because you get an email every week from us on Sunday. And, you know, you need to move our emails to, I want this email. You need to tell your email provider, I want emails from this address, because if you don't, then you run the risk of everything. Will relationships be available if we can't make it tomorrow? Yes. So remember, every single thing we do inside of PNP when it comes to a video, every video is always put into video replays. It will either be as a bonus course replay, or it will always be in your video replays. There is not anything that we do that we do not put in there. So you don't have to worry about us not replaying stuff. It's always, always gone into replays. Let's see. What was the other thing? So it's from 10 a.m. Central Time until 5 p.m. Central Time. There will be an hour lunch break between 1 and 2. So if you want to plan, like, you're going to be having your lunch then. The other thing is, if you can't make it the whole time, just come for the part you can. That'll be fine. We don't care if you guys are popping in and out, because it's going to be like the traditional format where we won't know if you're coming in and out. Like, you're not going to, like, it's not going to interrupt anything. I would bring your workbook. We're going to actually do the worksheets with you guys. And then you also want to make sure that you attend on Sunday from 12 to 3. We are going to be at Central Time. We are going to be doing the coaching. So we may do some coaching and stuff tomorrow and answering questions, but we are for sure going to dedicate Sunday to coaching on relationships. So it will be a marathon of relationship coaching. It will not be around food. It will not, like, you may have like relationships that are busted where you're eating over it, but the problem needs to be a relationship. So we will get everything started tomorrow. We will walk you all the way through it, and it'll be really good and fun and all the things. Corinne, we would love to have you join us for coffee at 8 o'clock this morning. Well, I would love to, but if this run's going to happen, my butt needs to get outside. So, and I have a call that starts at 9. So, like, I literally have got to start running, because I have to get a shower and I have to start my call at 9. Otherwise, I would love to be having coffee with you guys. I'll tell you what, next week, maybe one morning, I can plan to have this Facebook Live at a certain time. And, well, I always have my coffee with me, but what I'll try to do is figure out a way to, I'll figure out, I know we won't be doing it Monday morning. I have an all day online meeting on Monday, so I'll figure it out. But anyway, all right, you guys have a good, what is this coffee thing y'all are even talking about? I don't even know. Can somebody just fill me in? Let's see. Can the person I am working on be myself? It can be, but it's, we are going to be doing self-love probably in July, if I'm not mistaken. But you can apply it. I will tell you, a lot of the concepts, I mean, yeah, it can be. We're just going to be talking about the relationship with someone else, but it can be. Zoom events tab in group with Sarah Gross. I don't even know what that means. So I guess y'all set it up as an event in Facebook. I'm assuming that's what y'all are talking about. I'm not sure. Y'all figure it out. If my ass don't get off here, change my clothes and go run, here's what's going to happen. Ain't going to be no run, or I'm going to be doing it later today and hating myself because I don't like working out outside in the morning. All right. I will talk to you guys later. Y'all have a good one. Bye.